just going to share a little bit about who I am. And what I'm going to ask you to do in these sessions is I'm going to ask you to move out of your head because I really need you to engage with your spirit. So generally, who I am in the kingdom is I am a releaser of destinies. That's my call. My mandate is to release people into their destiny. It is as simple as that. I am passionate about destiny. And so this is for you guys. I am passionate for your destiny. So when people come and join the ministry, one of the first things I say, I generally say two things. One of the first things I say is, I'm going to fight you for your destiny. And the other thing I say is, please don't talk to me with your soul. If I hear your soul, I'll tell you to go away and come back when you want to talk to me with your spirit. But I haven't got time for your soul. I don't give my soul time. Why on earth would I bother with yours? You see, your soul only sees problems, limitations, pain, issues. So when we can get our soul out of the way, when we can cause our soul to be submitted to our spirit, our spirit can commune with the Holy Spirit. And I don't know if you know this about the Holy Spirit, but he doesn't see any problems. He only sees solutions. So my passion is to get people to move from that place of seeing limitations. So I'm going to ask you to look on the inside of you right now. And what I want you to look at is, what did you expect to happen from this conference? So I'm going to give you a minute just to look at that. What did you expect from this? Did you expect restoration of all things? Now, let's just look at some obvious things that perhaps you haven't looked at. If you're expecting restoration of all things, then what you're saying is that the status quo isn't working for me. If the status quo isn't working for me, that has to mean that there's change coming. So in the night, I asked the Father, is there anybody in that room that is exempt from change? What do you think he said? So at the moment, you've got that euphoric feeling, yeah? You know that euphoric feeling? Okay, guys, bag it. Bag it, because in a little while, when the rubber hits the road, you're going to have to open the bag and take a sniff. Because change brings pain. It brings uncertainty. It brings all those things we try really hard to avoid. But change brings authority. See, when we understand the kingdom principles, that perseverance, that when you walk through the trial, you get the crown. I have a crown wardrobe in heaven. And every morning when I get dressed, in the same way as I decide which shoes are going to go with my outfit, I decide which crown is going to go with my outfit. And in fact, some mornings I wake up and the Father says, today you will dress to go with your crown because you're wearing that one. And then I walk into a situation and I'm like, ah, yes, I know why I'm wearing that crown. Because that thing's going to move because I have that authority today. Now, that may just be how he does it with me, because we're all quirky. And because he does it with me doesn't mean he's going to do it with you. But actually, what I'm going to do is just share my journey, because that is my call. My call is to live something that makes it possible for you to step into it. Okay, so one of the things the Lord told me right at the beginning was, you will never teach anything that you don't live. So if I stand here and I tell you you can do something, it's not because I read it in a book. It's because I live in that place. And if I can have it, you can have it, because he has no favorites. The only reason you can't have it is because you're standing in the middle of the doorway to your destiny. Because there is nobody else who can stand in the way of your destiny. You are the only one. So if you've been waiting for something to happen and nothing's happening, get out the way. Stop blaming everybody else. Get out the way. Expect things to radically change. Relocation is actually, it's actually flabbergasting how much relocation there is in the room. In fact, I don't think I've ever been anywhere where I've seen this level of relocation. He is shifting and changing and repositioning the sons for this next season. And it is a time of exciting things. Okay, so in 2014, I had a lovely season. Certainly not lovely in the natural, but very lovely in the context of the authority that it gave me. My daughter and I, thank you, my daughter and I had been estranged for many years. She just couldn't stand me. If I walked into a room, she walked out of the room. And I went to the Lord, I said, I don't care what it costs. I want a relationship with my daughter. And he said, okay. 6 months later, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Very exciting season, guys. Chemo isn't the walk in the park you might think it is, but it's a very exciting season because he holds your hand through everything. So I went through the surgery, and I went through the chemo, and I went through the radio. And then, the cherry on the top, I ended up in hospital with double pneumonia. An angel showed up and he sat on the end of my bed and he said, an assignment has been released against your life, and today you can choose. So I'm like, I'm not sure I want to. You know, I'm just going to be real here. When you spend a lot of time in heaven, and this is long before he started talking to me about immortality. And I was quite pleased, actually, because at that point in time, I wasn't too up for being around forever. But anyway, so the angel said, this is what the Father has for you if you will choose to stay. So, and he talked to me about immortality. But anyway, cut a long story short. What that did was, when my daughter saw me lying on that bed, effectively not of this world, she made a decision that she wanted a relationship with me. But at the same time, I went in the spirit and I did what the angel had told me to do when that time came. And, well, you know, here I am, so that's it, all ended well. The following year, the Lord gave me a download for a therapy. I'm not a therapist in the natural. Let me just tell you that in the natural, I have no qualifications for anything. And I love that because I just hang around in the tree of life. Because the tree of knowledge is far too scary because I haven't got any. So anyway, he started to download to me a therapy that he said was going to be called forgiveness therapy. So that's fine. It took 6 months. I would spend time with him every day, and he would just stick it in my belly and stick it in my belly and stick it in my belly and stick it in my belly. And then one day he said, okay, now it's time for it to come out. And so I wrote the program. Went into work and spoke to the team. I said, hey guys, we're going to be launching this thing called Forgiveness Therapy. And so who's up for becoming a therapist? So, you know, we're all up for everything there. So we're like, yeah. So everyone on team, like, yeah, count me in. So I trained up some forgiveness therapists, which is a complete joke, really, because do you know what I mean? I mean, what does that even mean? So so they're all like, okay, how are we going to do this? And what he said to me was, this is not for the saved. This is for the world. Okay? Now, I'd spent a long time working with the world, so I totally understood how to engage with spiritual people who don't want to know about Jesus. So what he said was, I want you to call me the peace. So I'm like, oh, cool. So we developed a whole strategy around this. So we'd do therapy sessions and we'd have the client in and we'd have them engage with the peace. Can you feel the peace in the room? And then, you know, we carry the Prince of Peace in our very core. So we'd release the peace into the room and we'd go, can you feel the peace? And the clients were like, yeah. Okay, so now we're going to do some things and you're going to work with the peace. Are you up for that? Yeah. And miracles were happening. So right at the beginning, he told us to use industry-recognized questionnaires, psychiatric questionnaires, so that we could actually gauge where people were at. Because when they came in, we got them to fill out a questionnaire, and we did 12 weeks with them. And at the end, we got them to fill out the questionnaire, and we looked at the results. And we were like, how? But that's how passionate he is. I mean, we've learned all sorts of things since we've been traveling through this. We've now got forgiveness therapy centers all over the place. Because actually, it is the restoration of all things. And it is the world's biggest stumbling block is you look at the emotional stuff that becomes attached when you have unforgiveness. Anger, bitterness, resentment. Science is now catching up with the fact that actually all of those things cause physical ailments. And at some point when I start this presentation, we might even get there. But all we have to do is listen to what he's saying and do that thing. So we did the forgiveness therapy. After the forgiveness therapy, he said, oh, I've got a new therapy I want to release. It's called identity therapy. I was like, I'm so up for that one. So what does that look like? Well, it uses numbers and colors. And I'm like, no, sorry. No. They're already calling me a new ager. No, I don't think so. Anyway, about 10 years ago, what the Lord said to me was, I want you to say to me, it doesn't matter what the question is, the answer is yes. So it took me about a year, I have to say, it took me about a year before I actually came into agreement with that. And then every day for about 6 months, that was my time with the Lord. Father, I just want you to know, it doesn't matter what the question is. The answer is yes. Now, let me tell you, the very first time I said that, I had to say it through gritted teeth. Because in my head, he was going to make me do all the things I didn't want to do. And I so wish I could tell you that he didn't. But I do have some good news. His grace is sufficient. And when he asks you to do something and you don't want to, but you say yes, you have the capacity to step into what I call a grace bubble. And it is this bubble that forms around you. And it's just okay. It's not as bad as you think it's going to be. It literally means that. Funny that, isn't it? When we get to understand that when we take the scripture and we use it as a formula, as it was meant to be, not the kind of formulas that we're trying to extract from it, when we use it as a formula, actually, it works. So we developed this thing called identity therapy using colors and sounds. At the same time, he had us take on the second building down the road. I mean, it's just madness, the things that he's got us doing. And one of the rooms in this building, we knew was going to be where the color and sound therapy takes place. And one day he said, okay, I want you to go in there and I want you to commission the room. So we went and then we took all the bowls and the crystals and the oils and I'm just going to have a right old party. And the angelic in that place was huge. Yeah. And then he showed me that right where that room is, and it's right on the end of the building, right where that room is, there used to be a tree. So this was in about 1200. He took me back along the timeline to 1200. And where that just where that tree was, there were two benches under that tree. And that tree was a tree in the orchard of a monastery. And the monks used to leave food on the benches for the lepers. And when the lepers came and sat on those benches, the angels would minister to them. And they'd be fed with the food, the bread, and the water that was left on the benches. And they'd be healed because of the ministry of the angels. And the angels started to rejoice as we played the bowls. And they said, we have been waiting. We have been waiting for such a time as this because we are mandated to work with you to bring healing and restoration to the nations. Pure obedience. You can't know those things. It isn't accessible in the tree of knowledge. It's only accessible in the tree of light. Man, it's hot in here. Am I the only one who's melting? Okay, so what I want to say to you guys is, there are shifts and changes that are coming. Okay? I want you to recognize that every time you make a reason or you believe a reason why you can't do it, you're functioning in the tree of knowledge. We're going to look at immortality at some point in time. Can I tell you that you will never be immortal when you live in the tree of knowledge? You will never be immortal. Oh, thank you. Jay taught me this in India. I had ice packs all over the place in India. We can only be immortal when we live in the tree of life. So, one other thing I want to say before I move on to doing some of this frequency stuff. I used to work full-time. And I still do. So I work full-time and I'm in full-time ministry. Okay, so for, you know, you kind of think, oh, how does that work? Okay, so I was running a property portfolio and I was working 5 days a week. And I really wanted to give time to the Lord. So I said to him, I would really like to give you some time. And he said, make time. So I went away, thinking that next week when I went to church, the pastor would teach me about making time. But it didn't happen. Went back to him. I want to give you some time. Make time. So after a little while, so this is how it works with me, okay? Do you know that he's a relational God and he wants to negotiate? He does. I negotiate with him all the time. Now, let me explain to you, so long as your heart is in the right place, you're totally safe. So I went to him, I said, listen, I don't know what this make time thing is, but I have a plan, and this is my plan. My plan is, I'm going to give you a day of my week, and I'm going to do your work in that day, and you're going to do my work, because I think that's a fair exchange. And so I managed to get done in 4 days what used to take me 5 days. I think you know where I'm going with this now. Okay. So I now get done in 2 days a month what used to take me 5 days a week. So that was my solution to the problem. I was in Romania and I got a phone call to get told that one of the flats was empty and there was mold growing on the walls. And I was doing my father's, I was about my father's business. And so I went to him and I said, you have a problem. You see, he did have a problem because it wasn't my problem. Can I tell you something, guys? We've been sold this nonsense that he gets all the glory and we take all the flack. How? How does that work? Not in my world. I'm not taking no flack. It's his problem. He needs to fix it. And that was it. I gave him the problem, and I carried on doing what I was doing. We got back into the country about 2 or 3 weeks later. I phoned up. I said, okay, so what's happening? Oh, yes, got new tenants in there. I'm like, oh, I thought there was a problem with mold growing on the wall. Oh, yes. That was a funny thing. I think I must have got confused with another property. I know the angels were in there fixing it. It's fine. Whatever. I don't mind how he does it. But actually, we need to start to expand our thinking beyond what we can conceive in the tree of knowledge. Because in the tree of life, everything is possible. Everything's up for grabs. Everything is there. Okay. So, oh yes, I was going to tell you the next little bit of my story. Okay, so about 2 years ago, I got invited onto the spiritual board for an organization in the States. And see, the thing is, when you live in the tree of life, you don't need to know anything. So I just look in the spirit and I see what I see and I say what I say and they want to employ me. What can I say? So I was working for this organization and the Lord said, I want you to put aside 2 weeks and I want you to go over there because I was working here. See, when you do stuff in the spirit, it doesn't matter, you can be, you know, you think the internet's great. Let me tell you, when you do stuff in the spirit, you don't even have to live in this realm. If you leave this realm, you can't use internet. But anyway, so I went over there for 2 weeks, and it was about the third day, the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night, and he said, will you move to California? I burst into tears. At the age of 23, I got on the aeroplane and I left my nation and I came over here. And in 2004, the Lord sovereignly stuck his hand into my chest and wiggled my heart around and changed my identity. So I'm English. But I left my family in another land, in a land that was dear to me. And now he's saying, I want you to get on the aeroplane, leave your family. My kids are adults now, you know. So he's saying, I want you to get in the plane and go and live in another land. So anyway, by the morning, I had come round. I'm like, yeah, okay, I can do this. So I went downstairs and I was actually staying with the CFO of the company. And I said, oh, this is really bizarre. The Lord has asked me to move to California. And she said, that's amazing. We want to offer you a job. The previous year that I'd been there, my first trip to California, an angel had shown up and told me that I had a mandate for Hollywood. Would I receive it? I don't know if you guys have ever been around there. You've probably been darker places than me. I've been dark places. I've never, ever heard the bones cry out from the land. I go places, I hear the blood lots. I've never heard the bones cry out from the land. And when I was there, I was just weeping and weeping and weeping. And this angel showed up and said, the Father has a mandate for you for Hollywood. Will you receive it? So I took it and shoved it in my belly. A year later, they're wanting to offer me a job. The reason why I'm telling you all of this is not because I'm special. The reason why I'm telling you all of this is because when you leave this conference, probably for some of you, before you even leave here, things are going to be shifting and changing. And you need to decide now where you belong. Are you on the side of your destiny, or are you going to sell it all for a bowl of stew? Are you going to sell your inheritance for a bowl of stew? Because your life outside of your destiny is a bowl of stew. So stop thinking that you're in charge, that you have rights, that you can make choices and decisions on your own. You can, but then what you're doing here? If you're here, it's because there is a hunger inside of you for the more. And it doesn't matter who is standing here speaking to you. The only thing we can tell you is how it is for us. We cannot tell you how it is going to be for you, because Holy Spirit, He speaks to me. He speaks to me in Lindy, because that's the language I understand. So when I share it with you, I can share it with you in Lindy. When Mike shares, he shares in Mike, or Justin, or Nancy, or anybody else you listen to. Nobody can make you see in the spirit realm. Only you can. And I just want to tell you, if you're sitting there thinking, well, it's okay for you, I was not born a seer. We were taught for a long time that only the seers can see. It's a load of baloney. Do you believe that only the Mozarts can play the piano? The seers, it's their free currency. Mozart sat down at 3 and played the piano. The rest of us have to practice 3 hours a day or whatever it would take to be that efficient. Do you understand what I'm saying? It takes effort. But it also takes effort to function in the tree of knowledge. It's just an effort that most of us have been programmed into thinking the price is worth paying. It isn't, because the solutions are not there. The solutions only exist in the spirit realm. The solutions are in the frequencies. So if you want to get solutions to problems, engage with the frequency of solution. Do you know that when I was in my trance, I kept saying to him, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? And eventually, he said, we're making bread. That's it. We're making bread. I'm like, okay. I've actually gone past needing to know what's happening. Needing. What we need more than anything is what he puts in here. So during lunch, he showed me that he had turned me into a, that one. That's what he showed me, that I'm a tuning fork. Do you know what happens when tuning forks go off? They bring everything into the same vibration. And my tuning fork is the vibration of destiny. So I'm going to ask you now to position the intention of your heart to receive that frequency. Because what I am carrying is deliciousness of destiny. It is the chocolate cake of all chocolate cakes of destiny. So that means that you are going to have the capacity to see through all the blockages, all those lies that have established themselves as hindrances to you. You're going to see through that if you will receive the frequency that I am emitting. Now, we are not going to just stop and do an activation. Oh, we are. We are going to stop and do an activation. That's called getting one step ahead of the leader. Okay, so we haven't even made it past the first slide. Okay, so I'm going to ask Del. Del, could you come up, please? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Del if she will play something here. And the reason why I'm asking Del is because the Lord said to me, I want you to honor what she carries. I don't know Del at all in the natural, but the Father opened up the spirit realm for me to see what she carries in the realm of frequency. And I also see that she has been hugely dishonored by the body. And the Father is saying, I want to restore your honor. You are an amazing lady. And the well of resonance that is inside of you is phenomenal. And I honor that. Heaven honors that today. And that honor comes on a, it's like a flying saucer of acceleration. So expect acceleration, because man, you're going to get catapulted into a whole new realm. Okay, so what we're going to do now, so Della's going to follow the lead of the leader. You know what we're doing. We just play follow the leader, yeah? Okay, so that's actually what life in the kingdom looks like when you live in the tree of life. You just play follow the leader. So she's going to play follow the leader. And while she's doing that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to release the frequency of destiny. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to go into that state of whatever it is that you go into to engage with the spirit realm. And I am going to release the frequency of destiny. And part of what is going to happen is you're going to see pillars of obstacles. Move them. You're going to see decisions that you've made that are standing in the way. Obliterate them. You're going to see lies that you have believed. Recognize them as lies. You know that scripture that says, taste and see that the Lord is good? He wants to put a taste in your mouth of your destiny. Taste it. Allow that resonance to connect with your body. Don't resist. Allow that resonance to start to resonate on the inside of you. And your body may well start to shake or tremble, or something could start to happen when your body starts to engage with the resonance. Go deeper into the wave. Go deeper. You know, the spirit realm is like ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep. We have to learn to go deeper than ankle deep. Don't come back into this realm. Just keep pushing deeper and pushing deeper and pushing deeper. So for some of you, you have declined the assistance of the angels and beings that were assigned to work with you. Welcome them. There is always more. For some of you, I can see that there's like a curtain that is shrouding secrets that are attached to your destiny. Be tenacious. Go up to the curtain and rip it open. It is yours. So the other thing I can see is that for some of you, you're walking down a path that you think is part of your destiny. And the Father wants to pick you up and put you on a new path. He's saying there is another way. There is a higher way. And when you started on that path, there was no access to this way. But I'm coming to pick you up off that path and put you on a completely different path. Let him pick you up. Let him do it. You have traded authority for compromise. And there's no judgment in this, guys. I can see that for some of you, it was in a place of deep, deep pain. deep pain. And the father is saying, I get it. I get why you did that. But I want to give you your authority back. I want to give you your voice back. Governmental authority, not just in the natural, not just in the supernatural. We kind of have got, for most of us, we've got that. Yeah, I've got governmental authority in the spirit realm. But for some of you, there is a parallel between governmental authority in the spirit realm, but also in the natural realm. And you've traded because of pain. Allow that resonance to come in and release authority back into you. So the last thing I can see in this session, some of you are waiting for an invitation for something. The Father says, I've invited you. I have invited you. Have invited you. I'm just going to ask you all to close your eyes. And now, while all your eyes are closed and no one can see what's going on, does this take you back to the old days? When all your eyes are closed and no one can see. Am I running away in the wrong place, Michael? Okay. What I want you to do, this is between you and him. Okay? So I was watching what he was doing. I was watching the invitations. I was watching the doors that he was swinging open. I was watching the shifting that was taking place in your mindsets, in your energy, in your perceptions, in your understanding. I was watching. I was watching the angels that were ministering to you. I was watching the angels that you were inviting to join you, to join the party at your house. I was watching. Now, I want you to give account to him that you, that something happened. Because for some of you, you're going to get up off the seat and you're going to go somewhere and you're going to think, no, I dreamed that. So I'm going to ask you, in this place where you are still very certain, to put your hand up. This is between you and him and nobody else. And it's actually, if you don't want to put your hand up, you do something that is between you and him. Scratch your ear or pick your nose or do what you like. But do something that is between you and him that says, yes, I got it. Yes, I saw that. Yes, I received the change. Yes, I'm moving into a new place. Because for too many of you, you've lived in the stop-start place. And what he's saying is, when we leave this place, there's no stopping us. Okay. I'm going to look at what energy is. So basically, if you remember your school days, energy is everything. So just want to speak to some of you. Please don't feel like you have to be in this room. You'll notice I don't. When the Lord shows up and says, I want to take you somewhere, I want to show you something, I am off. Because there ain't nothing that can happen here that's going to be more interesting than whatever he's going to show me. So I'm going to rabbit on a bit and release some stuff in the spirit and follow my leader. Please don't feel like you have to stay here. All I'm wanting to do is open up a realm for you to get in it and get on his slipstream and go somewhere. So as soon as that happens, you check out and come back when you're ready. Okay, so everything is energy. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. In other words, the total sum of energy that exists in the universe today is exactly the same as when the universe was created. So, the New Ages have tapped into this stuff for a long time. And in case you haven't realized, one of my other mandates is reclaiming what belongs to us that has been stolen by the New Age. Okay, so the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Hovering. What kind of energy do you think it takes to hover? So, in its simplest, energy is defined as the capacity of a force to perform work or produce an effect. So, when God created the universe, his energy was released into it. So, every energy that exists comes from him. Oops. So he placed that life force of energy within us, and therefore we have the capacity to use that life energy for life or death. Okay. So this day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life. The tree of life. Can I tell you that if you're going to choose not to live in the tree of life, it's going to be a hard old existence. Now, if you want to know how to find out where you've got to in the process, the question is, if he came down and said, I'm going to wipe your head of everything you know, what would you say? Okay, so that is where you need to live, where he's wiped everything. Because we don't have to know anything. You know that that's how the prophetic works. Okay? And Jesus didn't function in the gift of the prophetic. He functioned in the spirit of prophecy. The whole purpose of the gifts, which is a little taster morsel. Hey guys, you can have some of this. Have a little taste, see if you fancy it. But in the tree of life, there is everything we need. So God is energy. One of the things that I saw when I was in the market was how the New Age knew Jesus. They knew Jesus. They met with him on a regular basis in the spirit realm. They didn't want to engage with him because of their understanding of what that would look like. They wanted to keep meeting him in the spirit realm. But we had totally misrepresented him. We have totally misrepresented him. And so they don't want to know that. They don't want to know that guy. But that guy that keeps showing up when they have their meditation time, they're interested in him. I had a woman come into the store one day, and I said, what can we do for you? She said, well, I don't really know why I'm here, other than I have this presence that keeps showing up in my kitchen, and I decided I would go on a quest to find out what it is. So I came into Totnes, because everyone knows this is the spiritual place where it all happens. She said, I've been to... I can't even remember the names of the various centers. There's several centers around the town. Been to all those centers. And no, it's not. That presence isn't there. So I said, well, I can just put my hand on you and release my presence, the presence of my God. And so she said, oh, okay. And that's literally all I did. Put my hand on her, released the presence, and she said, what is that? That was the easiest salvation I ever saw. They are hungry for the truth. They know that he's out there. They don't recognize him as Jesus because he's not the person we've told them he is. That's why. Okay. His energy is the energy in which all things exist. His energy is the energy by which all things are held together. For in him we live and move and have our being. Okay, so I'm engaging with this whole immortal thing, as I think you've probably gathered by now. So I don't know how to do this, okay? Because there's no formula. I've read it through and through and tried to find a formula. So in my usual manner, I'm like, okay, Father, there appears to be no formula to this, so here's my plan. I have two plans. My first plan is the tree of life. Okay? So I am going to choose to function in the tree of life. So in the same way as when I was learning how to divide my soul and my spirit, I asked the Holy Spirit to show me every time my soul had popped up again and was in charge, and I'd say something would come out my mouth, and I'd go, oh my goodness, there goes my soul again. So that was my journey in learning how to get my soul back under my spirit, under control. So what I've now been saying to the Lord is, okay, Father, let's do this tree of life thing. Every time I move out of the tree of life into the tree of knowledge. Please, will you show me? Oh my goodness, I'm like this. Because actually, until we start to exercise those things, we don't even recognize what we're doing. We're just, it's so ingrained in us. You know, so we have a rule in the ministry. We only speak life. So K is the word police. So let me just introduce you to these amazing ladies. This is Kay. Do you want to just stand up? And this is Benita. And we are... we are the bench of three for Marketplace Ministries. And it is an amazing journey we are having. When you come into that place of unity that the Father is asking you to live in, where actually you trust each other completely. So we carry different areas that are kind of what we take responsibility for, but equally we speak for each other. They know that I know their hearts, and I know that they follow the Father, and I know that I can 100% trust their choices and their decisions in what they're doing. And in fact, when the Lord said, I'm moving you to California, I said to him, are you saying I must step away from Marketplace? He said, no. I said, okay, can I give them the choice? Because actually, it's going to impact them, and they need to have a say in that. So he said, yes. And so we met, and I said, this is what the Father has said. I'm really pleased. I'm really happy to step away from this. And they were like, no, the Father has called us for this, and we're going to do this together. So it's a real privilege for me to be able to work with these amazing ladies. And the other lady I just want to ask to stand up is Sonica. She's our current intern. And she's going to be our connection in India. So we've got several forgiveness therapy centers that are currently being trained up in India. And Sonica is going to be the marketplace face in India, which is very exciting. Okay. So we're talking about the energy of the Father. What does that look like for you? So if I say the energy of love, can you connect with that? There's an energy that is love. Yeah? If I say the energy of peace, can you connect with that? Can you recognize that different aspects of who he is have different energies? And let me tell you something. The purest energy there is the energy of love. That's what Nancy's been saying over and over and over. Release the energy of love. Now, I want to tell you that I'm on a journey where he's teaching me about the healing capacity of energy. And you know, the stuff that I've been pulling together is probably a 5-day school on energy healing. Okay, so I'm going to try and shove into these sessions little tasters of various things. What he's showing me is all of the energy around thinking, and I'm pretty sure we're going there, thinking, DNA, emotions, the energy of emotions, and how emotional energy can become trapped in our bodies. Okay, now I know that in this room there are people who have done the trapped emotion, releasing toxic emotion courses. Sorry? RTE. There we go. RTE. Are you one of them, Alice? Okay. Who else in this room has done that? Okay. Can you just stand up, please? Okay, the reason why I'm saying this is because actually, if you want to know anything about that, and I don't get to looking at that, grab these guys. They've done Carrie Browning's course, a really good course on releasing toxic emotions. If I don't get there, and you're feeling the Holy Spirit is hastening, quickening, reminding, prompting something, grab one of these guys and talk through. Because actually, he's equipping the body with all sorts of things. And it's amazing when we discover who it is who's carrying what, so that we can go and find out more about it, okay? But for us as a ministry, we've been going through this. I didn't do that because it was actually something that the Lord downloaded for us independently. And then I came to she ran a seminar here, and I came to listen to what she was saying, and I was like, wow. It is exciting when you see that he's paralleling things all over the place, because actually it's the revelation of heaven.
Yeah, come on.
You know, so when's the revelation of heaven? Of course it's all the same. You know, it isn't copyrighted in heaven. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask us to engage with the energy of the Father. Okay? You can choose how you want to engage. But we're going to do, for the rest of today, we are going to do lots of activations. Okay? Because for me, that's where the stuff happens, is when we engage with the spirit realm, when we invite him in, when we put aside our thinking, because actually what I want to do is I want to shake your soul and cause your spirit to rise up. So I'm going to ask you to engage. Okay, now, a couple of things I just want to say before we do that. Some of you are battling through where you've been put down in the past, where you've been put down, shut down, ignored, overlooked, all of that stuff. Okay, now, we get to choose, guys. We get to choose if we live there or if we don't. Now, I'm going to ask that we make a different choice at the moment. I'm going to ask that we choose to do it differently. So, normally, what you'll discover, I hope, is that a particular type of thinking rewires our brains. And it creates new pathways that were never created, and they're pathways of lies and deception. And so what happens is we start to go into a process of thinking and we go down that pathway. It's a rewiring that we've created. And I know that what he wants to do today is to relook at some of that wiring. We're going to do rewiring, okay? But for this session of engagement, what I want us to do is I want us to do something different. So, whatever the thing is that stops you getting somewhere, there's a thought process that stops you getting somewhere. Now, some of you may not even recognize it, but let me tell you how awesome our dad is. When we ask him for bread, he doesn't give us a stone. So if you don't know what you're looking for, just ask him. Okay? But what I'm wanting us to do is I'm wanting us to engage with his energy in a new way. We're going to engage with his energy. And the way that you're going to know that you've broken through is because you will see no obstacles. Because that is who he is. There are no obstacles. There are no problems. problem. You know, he really respects your will, but not your dignity.
That's the truth.
Okay. So we're going to engage with his energy. Indeed. Can you smell the... Which one is that? Loyalty?
Valor.
Okay, engage. Now, I'm not going to produce some sounds. We're going to do sounds and non-sounds alike, okay? But this time, I want us to do something different. I want you to engage with his energy until you feel it vibrating in your spirit. Okay? Like the vibration. You all know what vibration is, don't you? Awesome. Okay. So, I don't want to see you open your eyes or come out of the wave until you've got your vibration. Is that okay? I'm turning into teacher mode now. Only because, do you remember I said I'll fight with you for your destiny? Okay. And actually, there's some keys that are being released that are important. Do not kind of be flippant about this. Okay? Engage with him until you feel that vibration. So for some of you, I can see him clearing the highway. It's like you've been in a traffic jam. And you know when you come out of a traffic jam and the road just opens up. He's just clearing the road for this next season. I'm pretty sure it's the coffee break now. Is that right? Yeah. Can I ask you if you're still doing stuff with him? Can I just tell you that the energy of heaven is more significant than any cup of tea or coffee? So please don't trade it. If you're finished, help yourself to whatever you fancy, but get what he's releasing. Because for some of you, there's amazing things that he's doing.